Ma'am, the keys to your home.
Do you ever wonder what it feels like to own your own home?
Well, it's a good feeling. It's a fulfilling feeling. You get a sense of accomplishment, a sense of, this is me. Is this really me? Yeah, for the first few nights, oh my God, is this really me? But a sense of accomplishment overall, and it's a good feeling to say, yes, I did this.
Many Jamaicans dream of one day owning their own home. Although it's a commonly shared dream, several persons are hesitant about taking that decisive step towards making it a reality, because it is indeed a big move. But for 25-year-old Karine Gordon Grant, who only recently purchased a home, there was no hesitation.
My motivation was actually the fact that owning a home was one of my dreams, and that was the driving factor towards attaining it at this time.
Mrs. Gordon Grant sought assistance from the National Housing Trust. She initially thought the process was going to be long and tedious, but she was in for a pleasant surprise.
The process for me was a smooth one, not time-consuming as I had anticipated. It ended very quickly. My rep was very professional, encouraging, and I would definitely recommend the NHT to any and everyone. Regardless of the age group, the NHT is there for this purpose.
Branch manager of the NHT's Westmoreland and Hanover Regional Office, Norris Rainford, tells us how you can qualify for a loan.
One must first of all be a contributor to the NHT, either as a self-employed person or as an employed person. You also not just need to be a contributor, but you must be current. What that means is that your most recent payments, 13 weeks of the last 26 weeks, must have been made on or before the due date of payment. And so once you're a contributor, once your payments are current, then you're considered eligible for an NHT loan.
There are also other general requirements, such as a job letter confirming that you are employed. You also must present a national ID.
If you are self-employed, then that information would be on our system. We need IDs as well. We normally ask for a valid ID. That can be a driver's license, a passport, or the voter's ID. We also would require you to bring in a PRN. We need the card and your NIS. We also want to validate your correct name and date of birth. So we're going to ask you to bring along as well your birth certificate.
After bringing in these documents to the NHT, you will be assigned a representative who will walk you through the process of getting everything done in the shortest possible time. So for those of you thinking about buying a home, Mrs. Gordon Grant's advice is to just go for it.
If it is a dream, because you have to have this aspiration, otherwise it's going to seem as if it's not attainable. You're going to find that you have a lot of hindrances. You'll be looking at all your expenses and saying, oh, this is not possible. But once it is a dream, you'll make it happen. So I would say go for it. Seek out the opportunity, speak to the NHT, find your location where is suitable for you. And once you have found where it is that you would want to go and the opportunity is there, go for it.
Once you qualify for a mortgage loan from the NHT, you will be thrilled at how quickly you will have the keys to your own home.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease. No, hand washing is key.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.